This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. 97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today for the vacationing Annie Fry. And by the way, I'll also be in next Tuesday. So make sure you tune in for that as well. One of the main issues, if you watched the convention, one of the issues that the convention last week, earlier this week, spent some time discussing, and even former President Trump talked about it last night in his speech, is energy. Energy is literally the fuel for democracy. It's not just a talking point. It's a necessity for our culture, for our civilization, and for our way of life. And so because of the issues that were raised, I wanted to get a perspective on this. So I reached out to Diana Furchtgott-Roth. She is the director of the Center for Energy, Climate, and Environment at the and also a Herbert and Joyce Morgan Fellow in Energy at the Heritage Foundation. Diana, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
It's great to be with you, Brad.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule today. You wrote a piece at the Daily Signal, which, of course, is operated by the Heritage Foundation, talking about how a Republican administration would differ from a continuation of the Biden administration when it comes to energy. So let's just lay out, at the initial part of this conversation, what would the general difference be between those two administrations in terms of energy production policy?
Well, I think that we heard it a lot from President Trump last night. He said that he was going to take away the mandate for EVs. He was going to produce more oil and natural gas. He was going to allow more federal leases so there'd be more domestic oil and natural gas produced. He said this was the liquid gold under our feet. And he said he was going to take away subsidies for renewables such as wind and solar and EV factories and battery factories.
Well, let's break that down for a moment, because to me, the details make this even more stunningly necessary to do. It's my understanding, and you laid this out in your article at the Daily Signal today, that right now, under the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act and the Environmental Protection Agency's final tailpipe rule, doesn't it require that 70% of new cars sold and 25% of new trucks sold have to be either battery powered or a plug-in hybrid, and they have to have this by 2032?
That's right, yes. And right now, practically no electric trucks are sold, and about 7% of new cars sold are battery-powered electric. So it would be a massive ramp-up from what there is now.
And so when you look at the batteries that go into these electric vehicles, Don't these batteries require lithium and other rare earth minerals that at this point practically only come from China?
You're right, Brad. And if they don't come from China, they come from places in Africa where they are being mined by mines that are owned by the Chinese. So the Chinese have bought up a lot of these critical minerals in places like Africa and Latin America. But these vehicles are not emissions free because right now we're running them off legacy fuels, natural gas and oil, off our grid. And they use emissions to be made. So China's building two coal-fired power plants a week. These batteries and the Chinese-made EVs are made using fossil fuels, so legacy fuels.
And that's, to me, that's fascinating, Diana, because as the left and the progressives and the people who are so hypocritically superior state that, and I even saw this on a car once, I drive an electric car, I consume no fossil fuels. The very mines that mine the rare earth minerals that are necessary for electric cars are being produced by power coming from coal-fired plants.
Exactly, yes. And funnily enough, I saw a cartoon that had two people driving an electric vehicle and someone saying, if the fuel to make these and drive them doesn't come from wind or solar, then it's cheating. So it's cheating to say they're emissions-free if we're using fossil fuels to make them and also to power them. So that's a major, major problem. They are not everything that they are, you know, made out to be. But I think more important, the United States and Europe cannot do this alone. If we were to get rid of all fossil fuels in the United States, all fossil fuels in Europe, it would only make a difference of 0.3°C by the year 2100, according to government models. So what we need to do is see what the rest of the world is doing. And China's not reducing its emissions. Asia is not reducing its emissions. Africa and Latin America, they are not reducing their emissions. And this moving our manufacturing over to China, where it's made in a dirtier way, is not going to reduce global emissions. If we want to reduce global emissions, we have to do what President Trump said, produce more liquid natural gas, export that to places that are using coal so that they will lower their emissions. Because we have reduced our carbon emissions by 1,000 million metric tons over the past 15 years in the United States through the use of clean natural gas. We have a lot of natural gas, enough for our domestic use, enough to export.
Right. In fact, we are exporting natural gas right now, and that and that export of natural gas was critically important when Putin turned off the heating oil to Germany and other European countries at the beginning of the Ukrainian war.
Right. Exactly. We are net exporter. We've been a net exporter for the past 8 years, and it's a real benefit to the rest of the world. Plus, we need to be encouraging more nuclear power technology, small modular reactors, because that is also dense, emissions-free energy. And France has powered about half of its electricity grid with nuclear power over the past 50 years. It's safe, it's efficient, it's emissions-free.
We're talking Diana Furchtgott-Roth. She is with the Heritage Foundation. And Diana, we were talking a moment ago about the downside to requiring all these electric cars because we're just literally making our reliance on China even greater. But there's a flip side to this that I want to address, because under the current Biden administration, that they are giving subsidies to auto manufacturers to build electric cars, and at the same
time, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Time giving tax credits to people to buy those cars. So isn't our government spending billions of dollars a year in order to try to force people into electric vehicles?
You're right, Brad. They are spending billions of dollars. In fact, all the Investment Reduction Act is about $1 trillion in tax credits, not just for these electric vehicles, but for things like infrastructure charging systems. So we're increasing our deficit in order to do something that's making transportation more expensive for Americans and is not reducing global temperatures.
It doesn't
make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't. And it also doesn't make any sense that by increasing the debt load, up by $1 trillion for both subsidies to the manufacturers and tax credits to the purchasers, that by increasing that, we're actually still increasing our reliance on China because they're the ones who are buying our debt.
Exactly. Yeah. They are buying our debt. And this is not making our fiscal position any better. But I think it's very clear that forcing someone to use something they don't want is really not a winning strategy. And that's why President Trump is so popular when he says, I'm not going to let them take away your car.
Yeah, we hear so much from the left today, Diana, about the right to choose. But by trying to force electric vehicles on us, when clearly right now Americans don't really want them, if only 7% of cars are electric cars and virtually no trucks are electric or hybrid trucks, by forcing it, aren't they really eliminating our right to choose what vehicles we want to drive?
They do want to choose which vehicles they want us to drive. They also want to choose which stoves they want us to cook on. They want us to cook on electric stoves rather than natural gas stoves. They want us to use electric water heaters rather than gas-powered water heaters. They want us to use heat pumps instead of radiators. And, you know, New York City is even putting free air conditioning systems, heat pumps that heat and cool rooms, if you get rid of your gas boiler and your radiators. But it doesn't keep the house as warm as if you have the radiators. Mm-hmm. And the electricity bill's a lot higher.
Well, talk to us, Diana, about the Biden administration currently and how it's dealing with oil leases, because we know that a lot of oil comes from ground or land that is owned by the federal government, and the federal government extends leases to companies to drill for that oil. How is the Biden administration different from the first Trump administration and perhaps the second Trump administration when it comes to these oil and gas leases on federal property?
Well, the Bureau of Land Management is slowing down on approval of the oil and natural gas leases. And on the first day of his presidency, President Biden put out an executive order taking offshore drilling off the table, expanding national monuments, and basically slowing down oil leases. And then he followed this up with regulations from the Securities and Exchange Commission that basically penalized companies that made drilling equipment and pipeline equipment. And then he got a climate czar at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency that penalized banks for lending to companies that made these kinds of investments. Overall, through every section of the economy and investment, President Biden is trying to slow down our oil and natural gas production. Even though we have so much natural gas, we have a couple of hundred years' worth supply of natural gas, and almost that for oil. And we should be using it because that makes us geopolitically stronger. It makes energy
yes.
less expensive for Americans, and it helps our position in the world.
Yeah, and that's a point that I want to come back to, Diana, because when you look at the gas pump, every one of us, anyone who drives anywhere, when they drive by gas stations, everyone sees the price of gas proclaimed and it's in our face every day. And yet, under simple economic rules of supply and demand, if the Biden administration is, number one, reducing the supply of oil, and number two, reducing the ability to transport oil from where it comes out of the ground to where the oil is refined, doesn't that have a negative impact on the price of gasoline that we pay every single day when we gas up our cars?
Yeah, it drives up the price of gasoline. And it makes China stronger geopolitically. So we're making America weaker, Americans worse off, and we're making the Chinese better off. So all these electric vehicles, to go back to your first question, which President Biden wants Americans to buy, that's jobs that United Auto Workers do not have, that our auto companies do not have, and that our parts manufacturers do not have, and our mechanics do not have. Because if you don't have your normal internal combustion engine, you don't have the parts supplier. It's a different group of people who fix the cars. You don't have your mechanics at your local gas station fixing the cars. So it makes Americans less well off, and it costs a lot of jobs.
We've been talking to Diana Furchtgott Roth. She is with the Heritage Foundation. And Diana, if folks want to follow what you write online and follow the articles that you write, because they are very thought-provoking, how can they find you online?
It's easy, www.dianafr.com, or they can go to the Heritage Foundation website.
Very good, Diana. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk St. Louis.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to talk to you. And the point and the reason why I wanted to reach out to Diana today, and she laid it out, this idea that on both ends of the scale, whether you talk about the sales of batteries, of EV cars, of wind turbines or solar panels, that all benefits China. And by extending by increasing the subsidies to the manufacturers, that's money the government pays to manufacture the cars at a cheaper price. And then the government pays you as a tax credit to buy these cars that nobody else wants. By doing that, we increase the debt, which also benefits China because they're the ones who are buying our debt. So when you look at it on either side of the equation, America loses, China wins. And that's the policy of the current Biden administration. It is mind-boggling to me why Americans can't wake up and see that whether it's from the sale of the cars or the manufacture of the cars, on either side of that equation, China is the beneficiary. I hope they wake up and understand the ramifications of our collective actions in trying to require Americans to purchase products that we don't even want. Talk about going against the right to choose. I want to choose what kind of vehicle I buy, but the left says no. I want to choose where my kids go to school, but the left says no. That, to me, does not sound like the right to choose. Brad Young filling in for Annie Fry today. We'll be right back after this on 97.1 FM Talk.
Shake, shake, like you're shake, shake, shake.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Like your chain, chain, chain. Brand new looks so good on you, so shame that you've been.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Cars at a cheaper price, and then the government pays you as a tax credit to buy these cars that nobody else wants. By doing that, we increase the debt, which also benefits China because they're the ones who are buying our debt. So when you look at it on either side of the equation, America loses, China wins. And that's the policy of the current Biden administration. It is mind-boggling to me why Americans can't wake up and see that whether it's from the sale of the cars or the manufacture of the cars, on either side of that equation, China is the beneficiary. I hope they wake up and understand the ramifications of our collective actions in trying to require Americans to purchase products that we don't even want. Talk about going against the right to choose. I want to choose what kind of vehicle I buy, but the left says no. I want to choose where my kids go to school, but the left says no. That, to me, does not sound like the right to choose. Brad Young filling in for Annie Fry today. We'll be right back after this on 97.1 FM Talk.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show.
Like you're changing.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.